This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden decided to hold back delivery of high-payload munitions to Israel because Washington believes a possible Israeli offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah could put civilians at risk, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday.
We're going to continue to do what's necessary to ensure that Israel has the means to defend itself. But that said, we are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
The U.S. is Israel's biggest arms supplier. Biden had pledged his complete support for Israel following Palestinian militant group Hamas's October 7th attack on the country. Health officials said patients and doctors have been forced to evacuate a hospital in southern Gaza's Rafah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Rafah's Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital. It's located in an area of the southern Gazan city that has been designated by the Israeli army as a combat zone as part of its military operations there. Health officials said around 200 patients in that hospital were forced to evacuate to the west of the city after receiving calls warning them to leave. The hospital has had to stop services. Hamas said it was battling Israeli forces in the east of Rafah on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israel carried out heavy airstrikes in South Lebanon, and Hezbollah said it had launched explosive drones and rockets at Israeli targets on Wednesday, as Israel's defense minister warned of a hot summer in the border region. The Israeli attacks killed three Palestinian fighters from the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement, according to the group. Hezbollah said at least one of its fighters was also killed. Israeli attacks killed three people.